your feelings about the Who have ranged from one continuum to another, you know, very, very warm and very bittersweet and sometimes bitter as well. Now, obviously, you're touring again with the band. I saw you in Holmdale, actually. Good show. And it seems like you've reconciled the fact that it was a great band, and it's not something, at least at this point in your life, it seems like you're viewing it much more positively. If you could talk a bit about your feelings about being out there with the guys again.
If I talk about it too much, I'll mess it up, I think, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I will, because I don't think my position has really changed at all. You know, if I go back through the history of the things that I've been in and out of, you know, when I've, you know, the ups and downs, you know, if I track myself back through that history, you know, what I find is that, you know, that you know, there were periods when I may have been at odds with the management of the band, with the record company of the band, and maybe with Roger. But, you know, the fact is that I claim that in 1982 I left The Who because it wasn't working, and Roger claims that he kind of forced me to stop because it wasn't working. So we both obviously agree that something went wrong. And it's very easy, too, if you're a critic or a disgruntled fan, to look at those last two albums, It's Hard and Face Dances, and assume that something that had gone wrong to do with the creative machine behind the band. And, you know, I don't know that anything had really gone wrong. I don't think, you know, that I had particularly, you know, overspent myself with solo material or anything like that. But certainly those two albums were not considered by anybody that was involved in The Who as great albums. And maybe if we'd gone on to make another one that was a great album, they would have been considered to be merely filler. But, you know, we didn't do that. We stopped. And we stopped for all kinds of reasons. And where we are today is, after a long period of kind of going round and round in circles, where we are today is just trying to, in a way, embrace the essential relationships that there are there. And I suppose the principal one is between Roger and I, and that relationship is one which, what we're doing with that is we're looking at the relationship. You know, Roger chooses to call it The Who, and, you know, his eyes light up and he becomes passionate, excited, and he talks about this band I love and The Who being the best band in the world, as though he's not in it. And, you know, it can be a bit embarrassing sometimes. You know, and The Who this and The Who that. And also describing me like I'm some kind of quantum god. Now, I know I'm good, but I don't know that I measure up to some of his accolades, you know. So it's tricky where we are today. It's interesting, but it's about friendship and reappraisal, really. But I don't think anything's changed in the way that I feel. You know, I still feel that when I go out on the stage with The Who, I have to work too fucking hard. That's how I feel. And the price is too high. I don't care how much people pay for their fucking tickets. I have to work too fucking hard. Yeah. You know, you know, I have to break my fingernails. I have to, you know, create hernias. I have to deafen myself. I have to bleed. I have to sort of have high blood pressure. I have to feel sick when I come off the stage, otherwise the people in the audience don't seem to be happy. And I'm not saying that they want all those things to happen to me, but in order to do what it is that I think I'm supposed to do up there with The Who, it seems to have a very high price. And so it's not something that I can see myself doing forever. And at the moment, what I read in Roger's interviews is that, you know, that he sees this as an upward curve. Yeah. And, well, I hope it is. But in order for it to be an upward curve, we've got to complete the creative cycle. You know, we can't go on trotting out all the old stuff. I mean, what we're doing at the moment is really great fun. It's a great thing to be doing, to be out there as friends.